All right, welcome back to Marketabilities by Growing Media.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yep, I don't know what number episode we're on. We keep forgetting.
10,278 episodes.
That is not accurate.
Divided by right and a half.
That is
right.
Not accurate.
That's not accurate that's at not all. Accurate.
What are we doing today, Angie?
Well, look, we've got some young men in the house, and which we often do. We bring in new talent, right? New people to show us new ways of being the best at what we do.
Yeah.
We still don't know all that we do, but every day we're doing stuff.
I think that's a proverb, I think.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Maybe.
Oh.
Ancient Chinese proverb.
Well, first of all, look.
Certain of it.
This guy's name is a proverb in itself.
Walker Spalding.
That's it. What's your name? Walker Spalding, right?
I just feel like you should own some Fortune 500 company.
Well, he does.
I wish.
It used to be tennis balls, and now it's basketballs.
I left the family business.
He left Spalding. Ah! He walked on. Get it? Walker. Sorry, Walker. Yeah, thanks.
Nice.
Have you heard that one before?
I've heard about everyone.
A million times before. Okay. Zach?
Yes.
You have a pretty cool last name, too. Go ahead and do your introduction.
Well, I'm Zach Clarida.
Clarida.
I'm a freelance videographer, content creator, and just all-around cool guy.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Cool guy. Yeah.
Number three is key.
It is
key. Yeah. You can be a terrible videographer, but if you're cool.
If you're cool, people will still let you take their picture or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I've been faking it this whole time. Did you guys not know that I found my content on, like, commercials and I just posted those?
Copying and pasting.
I love that. Well, I'm Angie Wyatt, and I'm maybe the old school person here. And, you know, we talk about this often is the evolution and evolving and meeting the need or needs of our clients.
Growth.
Hence the name, Growing Media, right?
Yeah.
What do you do? What's your name?
My name is Lucas.
Winkler.
I twist knobs.
Yes, and then, you do.
People
sound guy.
Send money.
I have seen him do that. That is true.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah. I'm really good at twisting knobs.
He is very good at twisting knobs, and he's very good at videography.
I would say very good.
I would say good. No.
And then I've been doing really well, but I want to be doing
exceptionally well.
Yeah.
Even weller.
Well,
Zach gets it.
He does.
He gets it.
I figured
he's got Riley's grammar. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, why did you choose cinematography? You chose that as a major, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
So I chose cinematography because I don't know if y'all can tell, but I've always kind of had a problem with like language and just speaking, and so
really?
With cinema, like it's just so much easier to like be able to talk with the camera. Like, if I can't tell you, like, what I'm picturing in my mind or an emotion I'm trying to chase, then I can pick up a camera and people can feel that.
Yes.
People can see that. And that is super appealing to me. So that's why I chose cinema.
That's
your acceptance speech, dude. Like, your first winner of Oscar or whatever, you know, whatever the competition is. It's like, that's it. Now you know what I was thinking, right?
Yeah.
That was my movie. Well, that's awesome because I think that degree, that study, that desire can pretty much translate into all sorts of things for businesses and entertainment. And
oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I remember whenever I was talking to my counselor in high school, and I said, I want to be a film major. My parents were like, oh, haha, that's hilarious, actually. You mean an English major. But within talking with my counselor was like, there are actually a lot of opportunities like for advertising and like working in businesses.
Oh, sure.
It's grown considerably.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah.
People complain about it being flooded, but I mean, honestly, if you're just out there doing your thing, it's not going to be too flooded because people need people like
us. Oh gosh, yeah, they need endless
content.
Angie
says that all the time. Like people need people like us to build content for them. Or even for yourself, like you need to be able to build content for yourself if you decide to start your own thing. Yeah. Because right now, if you're not in front of people's faces, they'll never know that you exist.
You have to stay relevant.
Yeah.
So true. And how many times have we seen businesses that we really liked? You know, we ride by and we don't go in, and then all of a sudden we ride by and they're gone, right? And it's because they didn't get their message out. You know, they didn't tell their story. They didn't show people what they were feeling and what they were thinking and the reasons why you should shop there.
Right. And I think one really big thing to like highlight on that fact is like, whenever you see the type of people that decided not to get into the content creation and show what they are, is they think that what has worked in the past will still work in today.
No.
Which just isn't the case.
No.
And something to keep in mind is like, it's not just about what you provide, whether you're a restaurant or anything like that, but also about like what your values are. Mm-hmm. People care about that now.
They really do.
And so they want to know like who, what the owners are about, what your mission, what you support, and like who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's like something you have to really get into.
Yeah. One of the best quotes that I read recently, I do a lot of reading. It's hard for me not to read now, which is funny because I like failed English in high school like several times.
Are you really sharing that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I theoretically barely got through high school and then completely killed it.
I'm so sorry to all of our English high school that I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was.
No, I was far from a straight A student. The only reason I kept my grades up is so I could play soccer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways, this one of the best quotes that I've heard in a while was he was saying that in this day and age, if you can't market better than what you do, so like you need to be better at your marketing for what you do than what you do.
Oh, you, so much
you
better.
You won't last very long.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I've had to learn like word of mouth as a videographer isn't enough. I had to start putting myself out there, which when I started doing that led me here. Mm. Like Angie, she contacted me.
I did. I saw his work and I'm like, we need that.
Yeah.
And so, that's something that I learned recently is just like, you really have to get out there. And I know a lot of people are just like, oh, it won't work for me. It's not going to work out. That's always like one in a million. Yeah. So what?
I like those odds.
Yeah. It's as long as your heart's still beating, like you have unlimited chances.
That's right.
Right. It's like, you're going to live this life anyway.
Right.
So why not go for it? Like, it never made sense to me if people just.
Just sit down, you know.
It's fear or just like, you know, if it's not fear, it's comfort. It's like, okay, well, I'm finally at a spot. I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah.
But that's where you don't start growing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we hope we were appealing to you today. So Walker came in and helped with, we do the Spiel TV show on the other side of the house there.
This is literally Walker's first day.
Yeah. And so we just brought him into the podcast room. We're like, hey, I know you're just on camera. We'd like you to do a podcast now. He's like, okay, I don't know what I signed up for here. But did you enjoy what you saw? That, you know, is it, we want it to feel very organic. And I think there's something to that in messaging as well as just being yourself and telling good stories.
Oh yeah. I feel like there was a really like natural workflow here. Like just even like jumping in, Rob was giving me a like little rundown on the camera this morning. And like, I could definitely feel myself just because I freak myself out more than like anything else. Cause I really want to do a good job every time. And yeah,
we appreciate that.
Yeah. Rob is going to be one of the best teachers too, when it comes to, especially like commercial stuff and you know, the TV show. Cause he's been doing it for,
He is great.
15 years, 20 years.
And maybe. He was so understanding when you said, oh man, was I supposed to press record or something there? Got that. I'm kidding. You did a great job. But yeah, Rob's one of those guys. Listen, this is the truth. So he tries to go to college, right? Mm-hmm. He wants to study graphic design, all that good stuff. He wound up teaching the class. Like, he knew more than the instructor. He had taught himself, and he's always been one of those guys. It was funny. He did a piece about car maintenance or something, and Rob is, like, not that guy, right? But he's like, I can watch a video, and I can do it. And he did. Mm-hmm. He almost electrocuted himself. But other than that, he did it. He was very successful. Yep. And he's just been that way in everything he's tried and tackled.
Yeah, it's funny. The past few years, how Angie will be like, oh, we can totally do that. And she'll go to Rob and she'll be like, hey, Rob, you know how to do this? And Rob's like, no, but I'll figure it out.
And he does. He does.
Yeah. Something like that reminds me of something whenever I was going through college. I was actually going to college as a geologist when I first started. And then whenever I was making my first commercial for a local cafe here, Long Branch, I was in the middle of shooting and I was like, oh man, this is so much fun. And I really want to do this. So I, like in the middle of it, I called my mom, told her I was switching majors. She's like, ah, me, 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 me. maybe make the geology a minor or something. Oh. I was like, nope, minoring in animation. But I was already making commercials and learning all of this stuff by myself through YouTube, because it's just like a huge source of information.
Oh, yeah.
You can teach yourself so many things.
You really can.
And my last semester at college, I had one of my old professors, after I'd graduated, she's like, hey, can you come back and teach one of my courses, and actually like bring your gear and tell the people like what you do and why you keep doing the things that you do, because you are one of my favorite students and I think you're going to make it. And I was like, I've never been validated this much by a teacher. I don't know how to feel about this, but yeah, sure, I'll come. But I'm a little confused because I'm the same age as them and some of them are older than me. Right. I don't know why I feel like I'm inexperienced. She's like, don't worry about that. Just come here and we'll do it. And then we did it. I showed them gimbal stuff, drone stuff. And one girl was like, how do you get where you are?
Right. And I want to be you when I grow up.
I told her, I was like, two or three things you need to know. One, you have me on a pedestal. Don't do that.
Right.
Like, if you start comparing yourself to people, you're all like, look at us. You've already put yourself lower than me.
Sure.
That's so not right. If you want to know the truth, I feel less than you guys or the same.
Yeah. Mm.
So there's really no difference.
I think that's a great point. Yeah. And it's like you mentioned before, the difference is in the way you see things, in the way you're able to capture those things and tell the story. I would be curious to see, you know, your depiction of things and how you would tell a story based on, you know, how we're doing it currently. I'd like to see the comparison, you know, if we just gave you the camera and said, hey, shoot this at whatever angle and whatever way you want to do it. Mm-hmm. Are you a pretty straightforward kind of cinematographer, or what do you look for?
I don't know if, I mean, like everyone says they have a process. I don't know that I have a process. I just kind of like, I've always described it to anyone that's asked as like a feeling I get like in the back of my brain. Like, I'll mess around with the camera as much or like for as long as I need to without taking up too much time.
Right.
But like, there just hits a certain point where a shot just locks in. And
that's
it's like,
right.
This is exactly how I want to look at this. Like, mm-hmm. It's all about what you want to show in the frame, what you're trying to say in the frame. I don't know. I don't ever overthink it. Because I think whenever you're overthinking it, that's whenever like the meaning is lost and you're pulling yourself out of whatever story you're trying to tell.
Right.
And that's when, I don't know, that's the difference between great cinema and good cinema.
Yeah. It's, you know, you've seen some of the greats and you've watched their work. And I remember one of the guys I really liked came up with this crazy idea that he wanted to start telling stories as an onlooker. Right. And he wanted to tell it like two steps back always, and not only what was happening, but the reaction to what was happening, and he wanted to capture all of it. And that's the only way he ever wanted to shoot. And then I've seen people who are just foreground fanatics, you know, they feel like something's got to be in the shot and look really cool, and then something's past that. And I like it, but again, I think you have to be careful, and it's the story, it's the product, it's the person. How can you best tell that story? And it doesn't have to be one note. Right. Yeah. You can have a signature, but
you have to kind of tailor it to whatever's happening.
Definitely.
Whatever the subject matter is. But I have a question for you, man. What is like one of the most inspiring films for you?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that will tell us a lot about like how you like what your values of like what's good cinema is.
Jacob wants you to mention his short film here. Sorry, Jacob.
This is a little mainstream. But I'd be lying if I didn't say it wasn't my favorite film. It's definitely Alex Garland's Ex Machina. Huh.
I need to see that one.
It won an Academy Award, either an Academy Award or an Oscar. I can't remember if they're
right. Those award shows.
Yeah, one of those awards. They won for like the best animation because they did like an AI person.
Oh,
like,
no, I have seen this film. It's so good.
It's excellent. There are three like primary characters. All of the performances are just so wild and unique. And the score, this is what got me into music.
Wow.
Because previously, like, I had messed around with it a little bit on GarageBand, but this film got me to pick up and buy a synthesizer because it was so
really
simplistic, but like everything about it was so beautiful. Like, wow.
So well done.
Awesome. I wanted to cry like every time, like upon every rewatch. It was I'm getting a little.
If you like right now, if you like Ex Machina, have you seen Her?
I have seen Her. Her is really my second favorite film.
Second favorite.
It's right up there with the Ex Machina. And I was like, there's no way he can't cry to that one too. Yeah.
That's what it's about though, is evoking that emotion. You want, I don't care if it's a commercial for a healthcare place.
Right.
You need to feel something. You need to know that those people care, you know, or you don't want to have them crying, but if you get that, it's a bonus. It's a bonus, right?
For 25 cents a day.
25, that's it. That's it, definitely. Well, you know, I always think it's interesting to peer inside and have people explain, you know, what they do, why they do it. And for me, and what we're doing of late, is just providing a stage, because I think everybody has a story. And I just love to see what will come about when you get those stories out there and in whatever way you choose to tell it. And I think that's my contribution at this point, you know, is providing that stage. And a lot of people are scared to get in front of the camera. And I think my goal and my idea over the years has been to help people with that. You know, if you focus on the conversation we're having, you don't have to worry about the cameras, and you can do this. You know, you can get through this. And I think that's something that I enjoy doing.
Yeah. I mean, you've really helped me with that. Like, I have no issue getting in front of a camera now, but I'll be honest, I was nervous.
Really?
The first time you ever asked me. Oh.
Now you own it. Yeah. He does it without me being here. He goes, I'm getting on camera.
I'd actually rather you not be.
Exactly. I know. I feel
it. No, but I mean, I think it's like a muscle, right? It's very similar to, you know, getting in front of camera, public speaking. It's all like, once you do it more and more often, you kind of exercise the right tools to do it. And now you're just a pro at it. Right. But it's just like anybody else.
Yeah. You learn all the time.
You do something week in and week out, you're going to get better at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't be able to, he won't shut up after a while. Like Walker's like blah, 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 blah. Just talking all over the place. Right.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Walker the talker.
Look at
that. Is that another nickname?
That's another one.
Walkie talkie. Well, he had a good one. I said, well, go in there and get Walker. Well, he says, why don't I sprint? Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't get it at first.
Yeah, it went way over.
Yeah, it did.
The best kind of jokes are the ones that you have to be like, get it? You know, because I have X, Y, and Z.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because it was actually a really bad joke, but
it was kind of bad. All right. Well, we know that you have to put yourself out there. We know that your idea of a good story, or the way that you want to market your business or your product, could be different than the way I would like to do it. And it's okay.
Yeah, because sometimes you need to stick out. You can't just do the same old boring thing every time.
Yeah.
You have to stick out.
So we're going to let them stick out by just closing it up. Like, they give something so incredible right now. Like, we won't ever forget it. Now you wish you had your synthesizer, right? So you can make me feel something, right? Play the music and stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hum along or just give me something. What you got?
I'm saying don't, like we were talking about earlier, it really is important to not focus on what everybody else is doing. I get ragged all the time for not watching like new movies that come out, or, oh, you're not like caught up with the latest episode of this TV show.
Because like,
I'm always wanting to work. Yeah. Right. I'm always working, and like, I'm kind of obsessed with like what I'm doing as an artist, and I'm not really... It is important to pay attention to like what other people are doing, but like really just focus on you.
Love that.
Yeah. That's how you can be the best artist for yourself.
That's good.
That's right.
That's really good.
Yeah. Am I supposed to impart some wisdom like he did?
You are.
Oh, well, as a person who gets frozen in time as an artist sometimes by just like the fear of like failure or success, I gotta say, like, kind of jumping off of what you said, just try your best and don't care about what anyone does, because if you're comparing yourself to others, everyone's in a different part of their journey.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at me like 5-10 years ago, you wouldn't be any good at all. I would barely know how to operate a camera 10 years ago, but like looking at me now, it's a completely different story, and I never would have expected this. And if I hadn't just tried over and over and over and over and just got with it, I wouldn't have gotten here where I am. So
yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Boom.
Okay.
Do you want some wisdom from me?
Well, we were gonna end with the guys, but I know you. Go ahead. You're gonna be incomplete.
It's not wisdom.
No, if I don't turn it over to you, I know your day will be ruined. Give it to us.
No, because I already gave everybody my last remarks on the show.
Did you?
So, yeah. I made a vow.
You made a vow.
Kill those crabs.
What?
I'm gonna kill those crabs.
So nobody understands that here. That's in Spiel land. That's not over on Marketability.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, but if you haven't seen the coconut crab,
just Google it. Just Google coconut crab.
Look, I didn't think it was real. I thought it was one of those films where they were creating all this weird stuff. And it's like, why are those people just sitting at this barbecue and not pretending like there's this thing that could eat them? They're real. The coconut crab.
They're terrifying.
But they won't hurt you, they say. I don't believe it, but they say they won't hurt you.
I'm going to hurt them.
Yeah. He's so vicious today. So violent. I don't know what's going on. All right. You guys know where to find us.
Because I woke up to pictures of crabs
coconut crab
in my,
you did.
In my phone from you.
I think you said something along the lines of, that is flipping. What'd you say?
Like, that's effing terrifying.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. It's terrifying.
Well,
it's flipping terrifying.
I didn't say the word.
They know this is flipping terrifying. And I did send that to you as you were waking up this morning. I'm sorry about that. You're different today as a result, I can tell.
Yeah.
Hey, we do want you guys to find us, follow us, subscribe, all those things.
Yep.
Put us on a billboard if you have one.
Do you think people just have their own billboards?
Actually, they're building more and more billboards now. I don't know the allure of the billboard. We can talk about that later, but there are a lot of billboards going on.
More like Bill Boring.
Oh, okay. Until next time, guys. Bye.
Zach hates me now. Okay, bye.